Eurozone finance and economic ministers are meeting in Luxembourg to discuss the region's top issues, with Madrid and Athens at the top of the agenda. Nathan Morley reports.
The Eurogroup is debating with Spain's economy minister about the country's possible use of the European Central Bank's bond-buying program. That's despite the constant insistence by Spanish politicians that a bailout isn't imminent. Mark Priest from ETX Capital explains why Spain appears to be insisting that they don't need a bailout.
Well, I think a few reasons. One, I think, is the strong conditions that are attached to any country that requests a bailout. There's obviously the political stigma as well that is associated with admitting really that your economy has failed. They also seem to be able to raise the money themselves. Whenever they have a bond auction, the bond auction actually seems to go pretty well. So they seem to almost be able to do it on their own, and they do seem to be taking the necessary steps to prevent a bailout being requested.
As far as Greece is concerned, the talks with the Troika continue as they attempt to reach an agreement on required budget cuts for the approval of the next aid disbursement. Meanwhile, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel is making her first visit to Athens since the beginning of the crisis to meet with the Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras. The Eurogroup will also examine the situation in Cyprus and Portugal. Meanwhile, the Eurozone's €500 billion rescue fund gets up and running later today. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.